Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Monday, 1st December 2025. The news is read by Rutendo Chinzara. Here are the news headlines. President Chamisa pays respects to Dadzwa family in Mbare. ZANU-PF slammed for urging churches to back Mnangagwa's 2030 agenda. Zimbabwe marks World AIDS Day. And now for the news in detail. President Nelson Chamisa was in Mbare yesterday, paying his respects to the Dadzwa family after the passing of their mother, Mama Dadzwa. Addressing a large crowd, President Chamisa expressed gratitude for the public support he continues to receive. His appearance in Mbare contradicted rumors spread by online critics Varakashi that he is abroad in America studying. Supporters mobbed him, with youth chanting a song, Toda Wechidiki, Chamisa Wechidiki. His appearance sparked humorous remarks from his supporters, who joked that Mbare had been transformed into America for the day. Since leaving the Citizens Coalition for Change in 2024, President Chamisa has continued to maintain his political influence. Change Radio spoke with Mr. Bruce Muskwe. Let's hear more from him.
I was thrilled and overjoyed yesterday to see our president, Advocate Chamisa, addressing mourners at the funeral of Ngoni Dadzwa's mother in Mbare, Delphia. Scores of people thronged the venue to have a glimpse of His Excellent President Advocate Chamisa. Mbare, Delphia is a Harare funniest iconic town, but the truth is plain to see. Our leader is here in Zimbabwe with the people, reminding us that the fight for justice does not pose for propaganda. We will not be distracted by falsehoods. We will stay focused on the mission, united and unshaken.
ZANU-PF is facing fresh criticism after Harare Provincial Chairperson Godwills Masimirembwa urged churches to beg calls to extend Emmerson Mnangagwa's role to 2013. Speaking at the launch of Masowe for ED in Harare, Masimirembwa told religious leaders to unite behind the campaign. Analysts warned that the ruling party is increasingly using churches to push political agendas, raising fears of politicizing the pulpit and undermining constitutional term limits. Civil society groups say mobilizing congregates for political campaigns diverts churches from their spiritual mandate and risks deepening divisions. Masowe for ED and other ZANU-PF affiliates under NAMFED held in March in Glenora, claiming over 40,000 supporters. Critics, however, say big crowds do not answer deeper questions about governance, the struggling economy, or whether Zimbabweans truly support plans to extend the president's stay in power. Zimbabwe joined the world today in marking World AIDS Day. The national commemoration is being held in Matabeleland South Province under the theme Overcoming Disruption, Transforming the AIDS Response. The National AIDS Council has organized marches, sports events, and public awareness campaigns. However, the location highlights a severe local crisis. New data confirms Matabeleland South is the country's highest HIV prevalence. Districts like Bulelima, Mangwe, and Gwanda are the most affected, with transmission driven by cross-border movement and economic hardship. Health officials report women are disproportionately impacted, with new infections consistently higher among females than males. They cite poverty, gender-based violence, and women's limited power to negotiate safe sex as key factors. Liluba Ngwenya, representing Chief Wasi, highlighted the impact of the Not in My Village campaign in educating community members who previously had limited knowledge of HIV. The annual charity dinner is set for just 12 days from now, inviting citizens to embrace the festive spirit of giving. Tickets are available, and those interested can secure their place by calling +263 772 313 293 or +263 777 059 787. Now let's hear from organizer Honorable Lynette Mazingaizo.
As we kick off the festive season, I'm reminded of President Nelson Chamisa's words on December 1st. Happy December 1st, wishing you a month filled with joy, love, and all your favorite things. Merry Christmas, and may your holidays be merry and bright. Our annual charity dinner will support President Chamisa's remarks and embodies the spirit of giving and joy. Join us for an unforgettable evening of fine dining, auctions, and inspiring stories, all aimed at making a difference in our community. Let's come together to spread love, kindness, and warmth this festive season. Get your tickets now and be part of the wonderful cause.
The United States has formally begun the process to repeal ZIDERA, the sanctions law imposed on Zimbabwe since 2001. Republican Brian Massey has tabled the repeal provision in the U.S. House of Representatives, moving the measure toward debate and a vote. Analyst says scrapping ZIDERA could improve U.S. Zimbabwe relations and unlock access to global financial institutions. CCC candidate Alderman Rodney Jele is campaigning door-to-door in Kulumane, engaging residents on local issues. He highlighted high unemployment and pledged skills training programs and a youth support fund. His team also embraces Nelson Chamisa's hashtag God is in it motto, showing strong support for the people's president. Let's hear Alderman Jele as he speaks.
Salubonani, igama lami ngu-Alderman Rodney Jele, omunye wabancintisayo ekhethweni lokuba ngu-member of parliament khonapha eNkulumane. Ngincintisa yi-independent candidate, ngisekelwa ngama-citizens akhonapha eNkulumane, njengoba libona bakhona abadala ukuthi bezoncedisa ukukhampena, bezoncedisa ukungena sicele amavoti ebantwini. Siyaqalisa namhlanje ijini yethu yokukhampena, akusoke kube lula, but siyathembisa ukuthi lathi sizangena kugrawundi sikhuthaze abantu ukuthi besukume beyevota. Lathi sizithengise, sithengise imanifesto yethu. Imanifesto yethu ilula kakhulu, imanifesto yethu sifuna ukuthi ngingangena kumele abantu beNkulumane ngibe yi-servant yabo. Kube yibo abantshelayo ukuthi bona bafunani, bakhalaza ngani. But kule nto ezicakathekileyo nami njengomuntu obasebenza eNkulumane engizibonayo, sile issue ye-unemployment lapha eNkulumane, ontanga abaningi abasebenzi. Izinto kumele ukuthi singangena sibone ukuthi siyazikhusha, kube lama funds which are set aside for ontanga, so that ontanga zokwanisa ukuziphilisa. Silabomama abafelokazi, sikhangelele ukuthi sincedisane nabantu bona laba, sibancedise ukuthi bezempawu, sibafundise even ama-life skills ukuthi abantwana omama laba bekwanisa ukuthi beziphilele bodwa. So kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi izakhamizi eNkulumane zikhethe umntanabo, umntanabo ongiwuthumekayo, abamaziyo, abakwaziyo ukuthi hayi siyahamba sexoxoda lapho ahlala khona, asincedise ngezikhalazo esinazo. Ngiyabonga.
Mina ibizo lami nginguMrs. Dube Thandiwe Olidube, ngishadile, ngihlala iward 22 yaxhumana yaba kuward 22 ikhosi la. lapha nje singojele ujele yi-candidate yethu esimsekelayo esingemuva kwakhe. Sikhangelele ujele ukuthi angaphumelela, singawina, asincedise. Kulezinto eziningi ezigijime esiziselayo phakathi kwewayo. Okokuqala, kunabaselakazi. Kumele abaselakazi kuzwakale umhlupho abalayo. Kulentandane. Intandane eziningi phakathi kwesigaba kasifundi. Aziye esikolweni njalo sezihlala labogogo. Ogogo akusela nto abayenelisayo. Sela lamaprojekthi singomama sinje. Angasinika okuyimadlana siyedinga amabhele. Sithengise abantwana bayadla endlini, bayahamba esikolweni. Ngendlela esimkhangelele ngayo, ikakhulu mina engimkhangele ngayo, ngimkhangelele ukuthi ulomboni usejile kupolitiki. Angangena kuzaba lo mehluko omkhulu kakhulu, njalo ukhanya uyabazi abantu, uyahlonipha abantu, uyazehlisa phakathi ngomuthi. Ngiyabonga.
Sizolani Alfina Gumbo, ngihlala wadi 23. Thina sesikuthi ubaba wethu njengoba simxhasa kangaka, uma engena esikhumbweni lathi njengamayisi, esinike into zokwenza siphakamise inkulumane. Yikho thina besize sikucela kakhulu ukubaba wethu, siyathemba futhi ukuthi uzasikani, uzasenzela khona ukumayela njena. Ngiyabona.
Mina ibizo lami Pauline Njanganja, ngisuka kuwadi 23. Njengomuntu olande ukuzoxhasa ubaba uJebe ukuthi angena kwi-MP, mina njengami ngiyibiza ngokuthi libhiza. So ibhiza ntilelazofunika egijimayo, sokuhamba lali bhiza lethu sifisa ukuthi lingene, sizolingenisa namhlanje. Funa ukuthi nxa sitshayigeti door kuzwakale ebantwini ukuthi siyakhuluma ukuthi uJebe kangene, and sifuna angene kanjeni ibhiza. Njengalokhu sikukhangeleleyo sithi omama ukuthi engangena, sifisa ukuthi aphumelelise inkulumane, akhangela omama ukuthi abalamsebenzi abayenzele amaprojekthi nengangasibizela khona kube nomehluko nje enkulumane, abe nomehluko phakathi kwamanye ama-MPs asuke yangena, yena atshengisele ukuthi uwazibile. Yikho esikufisayo ngokuthi ontanga abakhona kulezi nsuku abasebenzi, yena njengoba esezangena sifisa ukuthi ontanga abaphakamile, abantwabethu abasebenzi bahlezi ezindlini. So siyakwazi ukuthi thina singasukuma simxhase sihambe naye, siyakwazi ukuthi uzaphakamisa abantwabethu abazele ukuthi bendini emsebenzini, aphakamise kulezi nkulumane. Siyabonga.
Thank you so much. My name is Regis Nyati Banda. I come from Nkulumane Ward 23. I am the chief election agent for incoming Honorable Jele, Rodney Donovan Jele. You can hear by the sound of the name, it's so heavy, Donovan. Donovan Jele. There is no any other name that is like that, and that is having that much strength in Nkulumane. Everyone is singing that name in Nkulumane. Everyone is dreaming about ubaba uJele ukuthi ebe ngu-MP, and we wish that Nkulumane residents, we wish their dreams come true. We are expecting so much from our incoming honorable in terms of development, infrastructure, in terms of even the health system in clinics, women, the youth, the girl child, the boy child, programs to do with those genders that I have mentioned, so that there may be a development in the constituency. So today we are here, and we are here to start our campaign doing door to door, and we know that God is in it. God is in it, and he's going to be chosen by the Nkulumane community. Thank you so much.
Youth in Nkulumane. Mane are urging their new Member of Parliament to take strong action on unemployment and open up real opportunities. Let's hear from one of the youth, Alfin Andlofu, as he shares their expectations.
Sizolani Alfina Gumbola, Kala Wadi, 23. Sina, the Susu Baba Wetu, the Wasim Kasaranga, Ma and Jena Eskumbu, Latin Jama, you see, the sneaking to the Wednesday, the Paramese in Guluman. You could not let the Susu Sela Kubu Baba Wetu say, Chamber, put who to Vasiani, to Vasenzela for the Mayanjin, Yawon.
The 2025 Parole Conference is started today at the Rainbow Hotel in Harare and will run until the 4th of December. Led by the Minister of Justice in the Zimbabwe Prison and Correctional Service, the conference aims to strengthen rehabilitation and community reintegration. Local and international experts, policymakers, and stakeholders are meeting to discuss innovations, challenges and best practices in parole management. And in news from local communities, Binga South legislator Fanuel Kumanzala has urged the government to prioritize marginalized Zambezi Valley communities in the 2026 national budget. He highlighted poor roads, limited health services, water shortages, low electrification, and human-wildlife conflict. Kumanzala proposed a dedicated development fund, climate resilience, agriculture, improved infrastructure, and better health and education services to ensure equity and targeted investment. A moderate 4.0 magnitude earthquake struck about 80 kilometers from Chirezi in Mashingo province at 2 minutes after 12 p.m. on Sunday. While the tremor was too weak to be felt in Harare, towns closer to the epicenter likely experienced stronger shaking. This is the strongest quake in the area in over 19 years, since a 4.3 magnitude tremor in June 2006. In international news, former Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan has described the Guinea-Bissau military takeover as a ceremonial coup. He called on ECOWAS and the African Union to announce election results promptly, warning that the military should not interfere with the democratic process. Jonathan stressed that election outcomes are already known and should be made public. Tasila Lungu, daughter of the late President Edgar Lungu, has lost her seat in Parliament due to prolonged absence following her father's death. And finally, in sports news, the Warriors have started preparation for the Africa Cup of Nations in Harare. Locally based players from the provincial squad reported for camp as coach Marian Mario Marinika assesses talent ahead of the tournament in Morocco later this month. Training sessions will be held behind closed doors. Zimbabwe in Group B with Egypt, South Africa and Angola will make their sixth AFCON appearance. Dynamo's coach Kelvin Kaindu says he is open to extending his contract with the Harare club. He has guided the team from relegation threats to Chibuku Super Cup champions. The win came after an unbeaten run, capped by a 1-0 victory over Triangle at Gibo Stadium, with Enacio Perezo Jr. scoring the decisive goal. With his contract ending this year, Kaindu says he would prefer to keep building a Dynamo. He praised his players' fighting spirit, overcoming extreme heat, a difficult pitch, and pre-match delays. The victory also breaks a long-standing Gibo Stadium jinx dating back to 2016. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. President Chamisa pays respects to Dasgupta family in Mbare. ZANU-PF slammed for aging churches to beat Mnangagwa's 2030 agenda. Zimbabwe marks World AIDS Day. And that concludes our bulletin for today. We thank you for listening. For myself, Rutendo Chinzara, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a good night.